Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
We're starting this one off with Ashanti because the Grammy Award winner will not only be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but she also now has control of all of her masters, and she will be...
Oh, hell yeah. I was so worried if she was in control of them, but now that I know, my life is so much better.
Re-recording her 2002 self-titled debut album.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti revealed this news while visiting the Tamron Hall show, and she also commented...
Who's more irrelevant, Tamron Hall or Ashanti? It's just two things from the 2000s. Ashanti is one of those singers where, like, she was pretty good, but she wasn't, like, that good because she kind of just disappeared throughout time. She kind of became an R&B ancient relic throughout time.
Commented on her reunion with her ex Nelly at the Fat Joe and Ja Rule Versus. The singer described the interaction as weird and revealed that she didn't know what to feel since she had...
Yeah, because you're irrelevant.
...seen him in 6 years. But other than that, things have been going great for Ashanti these last few weeks.
Why?
From making multiple appearances on the Versus stage to her recent feature on Moneybagg Yo's single, Waukesha.
Moneybagg Yo, he's pretty good, man. I have no idea what he's talking about. But I dig it nonetheless.
And speaking of Moneybagg Yo, yesterday he and his girlfriend Ari Fletcher took shots at the hosts of The Real. The rapper turned 30 last week and...
Why would you care about what is said on the show, The Real? Because there's nothing real about it. They're reading from cue cards. Their opinions are garbage. Their show is on during the day.
As a birthday gift, Ari gave him 28 acres of land.
Oh, wow.
While for some this seemed like a sweet and thoughtful gesture, the host of The Real commented on how they thought Ari was, quote, acting married.
Oh, true.
Well, Moneybagg Yo and Ari both took to Twitter to address the host, and they basically said that people should not comment on other people's relationships.
But they will. And you comment on women all the time in your songs. And you're not demeaning at all.
In one simple tweet, the Memphis rapper responded to doubters and wrote, "Love is love, mind your business."
All right. If you really wanted us to mind our business, you wouldn't even tweet it out. But you're addressing something because you're doing a publicity stunt, and it's very obvious.
What do you guys think of this?
I don't care anymore.
Let us know in the comments.
No.
All right, and now on to Taylor Swift.
Why?
The singer is taking full advantage of her new TikTok account.
Oh, goody. She's on TikTok. Oh, that makes my week. Nothing pretentious about her. When I think of genuine, I think of Taylor Swift.
And using it to clap back at a few trolls who may have doubted her career early on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love how she acts, and I'm not saying she's not confident or whatever, but she's not confident. Any celebrity, her, Chrissy Teigen, any of these celebrities who find the need to respond to haters, yeah. You're not really impressing anybody. You're just giving the haters fuel to their fire. You know what I do? When I get hate, I block them. My block list is very long.
Taylor recently took part in the viral Mama Said It Was Okay trend for Lucas.
Yeah, yeah. Mama said it was okay to date you, but she was wrong.
Graham's song, Mama Said, and in the video, she wrote, Country girls can't do pop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just before the song hit the chorus, Taylor queued up some pictures.
Well, she's mad that they said country singers can't do pop, but the thing is, country singers, I guess, can do pop music. I mean, Taylor Swift wasn't that good of a country singer. She was okay. She was all right. She did pretty good. Was she amazing or flawless? No. So she switched over to pop music. And that's fine. But that's showing nothing more, and it's showing nothing less than the fact that Taylor Swift is a little self-conscious. Taylor Swift is not completely confident in her legacy of going from country music to pop music. And she can sit around all day and act like she knows everything. But the fact that she's responding to haters, even though she's been doing pop music for a decade now, yeah. We can read right through you, Taylor.
Now, we are starting off with a good one. Recall Kourtney Kardashian and Megan Fox posed in nothing but underwear for the newest campaign for Skims Cotton Collection.
True.
And Megan's boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, is gushing over his lady even more than he was before.
I'm gushing over her than I was before.
Close to MGK exclusively told Hollywood Life that the rapper is head over heels in love.
I'd be too, man. It's Megan Fox.
After seeing the photo shoot, the insider told us that he thought her photo shoot with Kourtney was one of the hottest things he has ever seen.
Man, he seems like a horn dog, bro. Just like a horny guy. But aren't we all?
Adding, she is literally his dream girl, and he has never been so happy in another relationship as he is with Megan.
True.
And moving on to Kylie Jenner, because she might be moving.
Oh, no. I just enjoyed your presence here in the neighborhood.
73 questions with Kylie Jenner, an interview series where Vogue magazine asks celebs and personalities rapid-fire questions while...
Sounds awful.
...in their homes. Mm-hmm. Kylie was asked if she could live anywhere in any other city, where would it be? And the...
Omaha, Nebraska.
Kit Mogul surprisingly said Houston, Texas.
Gross.
Currently, she lives in LA, but has been to Texas several times with her boyfriend, Travis Scott, who's from there. With the new baby on the way, we will just have to wait and see if Kylie stays put.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like a person that just is staying put all day. She's always moving around. And you can take in that, you can leave that and figure out what I'm getting at.
Finally, and unfortunately, Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, Devin Booker, revealed that he has tested positive.
I love this. Look at how they referred to Devin Booker. Kendall Jenner's boyfriend. Like, Devin Booker accomplished nothing in the NBA. Like, he didn't lead his team to the finals and didn't win an Olympic gold medal. No, he's nothing more, nothing less than Kendall Jenner's boyfriend. But that isn't the perfect example of being hypocritical. Why is that a perfect example of being hypocritical? The way they reported the news that Devin Booker has COVID-19, the fact that they called him Kendall Jenner's boyfriend, because whenever the wives of NBA players are referred to as, like, say, Michael Jordan's wife or Kobe Bryant's wife, all the women go, no, there's more to them than just being a clout chaser. How dare you refer to that woman as a professional athlete's wife? But it works with the Kardashians. You're all a bunch of hypocrites.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. FitzAgeFitness.com. And you can sign up for workouts. And when you do, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hooked me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. And where's my whiskey? I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Yeah, not at all.
This is the Hoppy Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Get into it.
Apparently, just as the saying goes, don't believe everything you see on Instagram.
Including their fake, Botox, Photoshopped bodies.
Khloe Kardashian recently visited the Late Late Show with James Corden to...
Who's more smarmy and fake, James Corden or Courtney? Or Khloe, or whoever went on the show, Khloe. Who's more smarmy, James Corden or Khloe? I will go with James Corden because he's a douchebag and a hack.
Promote her new role with Candy Crush All-Stars, and she also opened up about convincing her older sister, Kim Kardashian West, to trick her followers with a recent throwback video. Back in August, Kim posted a video of herself, Khloe, and their sister, Kourtney Kardashian, along with the caption, "Our star search audition. Clearly we didn't get 4 stars, but Kris Jenner did for our outfits."
Weird, man. Weird, weird family that is. The Kardashians.
Now we're starting this one off with some positive news today.
Please.
We're called Kylie Jenner is pregnant with her second child. And now...
Woo! I don't even have a kid yet. Thank the Lord! The pull-out method works!
She is giving some really great advice for mothers to be. During an interview with Elle, Kylie said...
What a narcissist. How do I word this? I got to be careful here. I love... And this goes with any gender that has a kid. So this can go for a man, a woman, whatever you identify as. Especially younger parents in their 20s. There's a certain arrogance and there is a certain know-it-allness, that's a good word, look it up in the dictionary, where they think because they had kids, we should bow down to them. Because they had kids, they are brave. And because they have kids, they know more than you and they are above you. I respect all parents, man. I don't know if I want kids or not. But in the same sentence, it goes like this. Just because either you were planning on having kids early because you didn't know what you were doing with your life, so you had kids early in your 20s, or he didn't pull out or whatever, whoa, you guys had sex and then you produced kids 9 months later, the most basic thing, a part of nature, reproducing. Whoa, you had sex and now you're a mother and a father? Please tell me everything you know about life. You're such an expert. And now you have Kylie giving out advice. Oh, thank God you guys are young and having kids early. That sounds like a smart person I want to take life advice from.
Motherhood really feels like something I was always meant to do.
And listen, that's fine too. You'll always hear people say that's what I'm meant to do, this and that. It's cool. I'm not hating on parents. There's nothing wrong with parents, but I'm saying you're not special if you had a kid. You finished the completion of intercourse and produced the kid. It's awesome that your body produced the kid. It's awesome that your sperm produced the kid. You see how this is not a woman rant? Is it a rant about everything? I don't care if you had kids. You don't know more than me. And I don't know more than you. I don't know.
The makeup mogul continued saying motherhood is such a balancing act. And just
Yeah. It's like going to a circus.
Trying to take it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Be gentle with yourself.
Oh.
I think those words work for anyone. Definitely.
Yeah. This afternoon on Spank Bang. watching some of that Corey Chase. Oh, I was being so gentle to myself.
Definitely be gentle and kind to yourself. Yeah. Continuing with some love, it looks like Travis Barker is ready to spend the rest of his life with Kourtney Kardashian. Kourtney posted a handful of pics and videos on Instagram Monday and captioned them "skies and stuff."
Oh, dude.
In one of the videos, Kourtney and Travis are seen holding hands.
What's the catch here, man? They show off themselves so much that it makes me wonder what they are overcompensating from. Oh, look at us. Yeah, we're making out right in front of you. And I mean, they're good looking or whatever. I get it. Gotta be a rock star. Yeah. But it gets a little nauseating.
Across a table while laughing. Well, I guess Travis liked the look of things because he commented on the post writing, "Laugh with you for the rest of my life." Then Kourtney replied, "Travis Barker, my whole life." So cute. I think that they're in love.
You're taking a playbook out of my book of being passive aggressive.
Switching gears to Kim Kardashian and a little sibling rivalry, if you will. On National Daughter's Day, the Skims founder took to Instagram to celebrate the holiday by posting a series of throwback pics from her teenage years in the 1990s. Kim dedicated the sweet post to her daughters north in Chicago and to her mom. The pics featured Kim sporting a full 90s baggy white tee and baggy jeans in very...
I don't care anymore. But we keep talking about this family.
Today, we are starting off with Khloe Kardashian because apparently she revealed too much skin during her latest commercial for Good American.
They can never show too much skin. I mean, they literally proved it. They put the ass in class.
The ad can be seen on the internet, but it's being called too sexy for TV. The commercial features Khloe topless and rolling around in bed wearing only her skin-tight jeans.
So they're showing off their skills. They're showing off their talent. Nothing wrong with that.
TMZ said the video was sent out to broadcast networks to air this week, but it got rejected.
Please.
Rejected during the approval process.
Remember that Hardee's commercial or whatever with Paris Hilton from like 2006? I think it was Carl's Jr. or whatever. Yeah, that wouldn't air now. We're all pussified by sex.
And let's switch over to Kim Kardashian and Colombian singer Maluma.
Why?
To settle these dating rumors once and for all.
Okay.
During an interview with La Official Om, the singer was asked how he met Kim and if there was any truth to the rumors that they were briefly dating. Maluma basically said that he was at the Dior Men's Fall 2020 runway show where he met Kim for the first time, who was...
Oh, I was at that show. Great time. The bill was a little hefty, but I ran.
...pending with her sister, Kourtney. The Colombian singer said people just started talking about it. We are good friends.
They're good friends that gave each other a little mouth hugs and a little appreciation lick.
And we don't talk that often.
So I recorded this in my living room and I saw somebody walk by right as I said mouth hug and appreciation lick.
With her sister, Kourtney. The Colombian singer said people just started talking about it. We are good friends. We don't talk that often. We always wish the best for each other.
I mean, you don't have to talk when you bang.
Well, that's the end of those rumors, I guess.
Right.
But speaking of rumors, Khloe is clearing up a major one. Recall that there were claims that the reality star was banned from attending the Met Gala, as she's never gone before.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, Coco did a Q&A with fans on Twitter to set things straight after one fan asked, "Khloe, now that you are online, please tell us of those Met Gala rumors that they are true, because I will burn that dinosaur's bones. Please clarify. Thank you."
Oh, God.
Well, Khloe firmly denied the rumor and responded, "Absolutely not true."
What's she gonna say? "Oh, they banned me." I mean, she is the black sheep of the family. It's not out of the realm.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you, because I'm a man of my words, I wouldn't lie to you, I wouldn't stare you in the wrong direction. When I tell you, Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay. Oh, man. Where do I even begin? where do I even begin with this live read? You know, when you have your average hot sauce, it's okay. It's not great. It's not amazing. Well, you're not going to have that experience with the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. You can get them at Whole Foods in Florida. This list I'm about to give you of where you can get the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce is just in Florida. You can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com, but if you're in Florida, you can go to Whole Foods, Hitchcock's Green Market, Dignitary Cafe, Interbay Meat Market, Mermaid's Secret Garden, Tommy's Fresh Produce Market, Land and Sea Market, Kelsey's on Cortez, and more. So I think you get the point that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is very relevant. It's very prevalent. It's very important. So when you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and you get that hot sauce, tag us at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, and let us know what you cook up.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Board, 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 board. Board, 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 board.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
How's it going? This is Hoppy Hour. We're hanging up. Call the show and leave me a voicemail. Cut it to podcast, so it's not exactly live, but I can play your voicemail on the next show. So 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. RyanHoppyRadio.com. We're heard on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. Z Radio Live every Thursday at ZRadioLive.com, Thursday at 5 p.m., and that's about it. This is Hoppy Hour for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. More celebrity news right now.
Travis Barker is opening up about his plans for the future, and they include his girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah. Woohoo! Good for them.
On Monday, the reality star shared a series of random photos and videos on her Instagram page and captioned them skies and stuff.
It showed a picture of the sky setting with like the where they're on like a Los Angeles highway, and it's very blurry, and it looks like they're speeding because it's so blurry. It's a really edgy picture. It's really much a rock star picture, and that's what Kourtney and Travis Barker are going for. They're rock stars, bro!
Guys and stuff. In one of the posts, Kourtney shared a video of herself grinning from ear to ear while dining with Travis.
Oh, geez.
The sign on the wall behind them read, "Chef's Table Area for Free Employee Meals Only." Keep it clean. Travis shared his love for his lady in the comments, writing, "Laugh with you for the rest of my life."
Okay.
Kourtney confirmed she's in it for the long haul, too. Respond,
just don't go on James Corden because you won't laugh there.
Didn't quote, "my whole life." The pair, who have packed on the PDA since confirming their romance in February 2021, have been putting their love on display all over the world in the last few months.
Oh, thank God.
The duo jetted off to Mexico for a vacation in August, spent time kissing in Italy a few weeks later, and
imagine how much money they'd make if they just did full-on sex scenes for OnlyFans. Achaa-ching!
Even stopped by the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Yeah!
Travis wrote, quote, forever isn't long enough, with a series of pictures holding onto court.
I bet he said that about his first wife.
Crazy!
Their love for their kids seems to be bringing them even closer. Courtney's daughter Penelope's birth.
Their social's weird because they go from like banging each other to like, here's our kids playing with a drum set. I'm like, Jesus, you guys are a wide variety of crazy.
The Blink-182 drummer got the 9-year-old her own set of drums. During an interview with Drew Barrymore, Travis explained why his relationship with Court just works.
Because she's fun to have sex with and is my age group, but looks like she's in her 20s. It's a win-win for Travis Barker, somebody with not that much of a personality.
Like, I would, you know, like, date girls that didn't have kids, and I find it kind of hard because they would... I think they would have trouble understanding, like, well, why don't you want to go to dinner every night with me, or what?
I don't know, man. That personality is so cool, bro. The way he just barely talks. He's like a really cool, talented version of Scott Disick. It's that Los Angeles thing where they're always talking like this because they're so lax, bro. Man, we just hung out at the Malibu Beach all day long, surfing the waves, bro. Now I'm on the Drew Barrymore shore, and I got to keep that facade going. I'm from California, bro.
Why don't you want to see me every night?
Yeah.
And now I'm, you know, spending time with a woman who's like a great mom, who's like a great friend.
Could you imagine if he was like, she's an average mom. I've seen her on better days. I've seen her on worse days. You never know what you're going to get with Courtney.
And I just, you don't have to worry about any of those things.
It thank God.
Comes natural. It's like a mature.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494. What the hell's going on with Lil Nas X? Everyone's favorite troll. I love how uncomfortable he makes white men. It's hilarious. How dare an independent, talented, homosexual black man dance? I go to strip clubs and watch women dance naked and cheat on my wife, but a single homosexual African-American male is dancing naked? No! It threatens my sexuality because I'm kind of turned on. Douchebags. All righty, what's going on with Lil Nas X?
While Lil Nas X recently shared that he found the one, he just revealed that he's actually single right now, but...
That was just some gas from a keto diet.
Before you get worried for him, that's exactly how he wants it.
Oh, we're so worried about Lil Nas X. With everything going on in my life, working on getting this show on in a major market and manifesting more money. Or for you out there, you hardworking average Joe just getting by, you're not worried about your life. You're worried about Lil Nas X's sex life. I mean, Lil Nas X is cool and all. I like listening to Industry Baby with Jack Harlow. I liked Old Town Road the first 6 times I heard it in an hour on a radio show and then got sick of it. I like Lil Nas X. He's talented. But I don't really care about his sex life. I don't really care about his dating life. We all have our own problems. And these celebrity news sites always make us think we need to know more about it. But you're probably sitting here going, Ryan, you're ranting about how you hate Lil Nas X's. No, I don't hate him. Or you're ranting about how you don't care about Lil Nas X. No. This is content because people want to hear about it.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Lil Nas X, who was born Montero Lamar Hill, recently...
He should have gone with Montero as like his name. It's a little better than Lil Nas X.
Chatted with Andy Cohen during Radio Andy on Sirius XM.
My favorite show.
And of course, Andy couldn't help but ask about his love life. Oh. Lil Nas X told Andy how he was seeing someone, but that he kind of decided that he didn't want to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Andy then suggested there must be thousands of people applying for the job of Lil Nas X's boyfriend to... Which Lil Nas X explained, there are definitely a couple people. For sure, a couple people out there.
Yeah, he's having fun. He's slinging it.
However, he told Andy that pining for a relationship was not his top priority at the moment.
How old is this guy? Lil Nas X. He's just hanging out on Old Town Road, riding over there. Oh, he's 22. He's born in 1999? Yeah, bro. And he came on the scene when you were 20? Yeah, stay single.
Lil Nas X shared, maybe I'm floating around right now. I just want to work on music. And every now and then, you know, maybe I'll kiss a guy every blue moon.
Give a mouth hug, no big deal.
This summer, Lil Nas X revealed that he was getting serious with someone, telling Variety in August, I've had some good boyfriends and some bad ones.
Haven't we all?
A lot of them were emotionally unavailable or had a lot of insecurity and whatnot.
Yeah, you gotta imagine, Lil Nas X commands every single room that he goes into. So when you're dating Lil Nas X, you're always afraid he's gonna cheat on you because he's so sexual, bro. Lil Nas X is such a sexual guy, and he's gotta let you know that he's sexual.
Lil Nas X,
which means he's a dead fish.
Continued, I've found someone special now.
Who?
I think this is the one.
Oh, cool.
I can't explain it. Why? It's just a feeling. Apparently, this one didn't stick though. But luckily, it seems Lil Nas X is content with being on his own for now.
Oh, thank
Earlier
God.
This month, Lil Nas X spoke to People about his recently released debut album, Montero.
Remember when that was a cool sentence? I spoke to People magazine. Now it's like saying, I'm on the top of Mount Everest. Who reads magazines?
Now he's currently choosing music over love. He told the news outlet, I'm at this point in my life where I finally realize that I don't want to fall in love. I'm so focused on my music career and love takes a lot of time. It's a lot of responsibility and I don't think I'm ready to have that extra responsibility on my shoulders right now. When it happens, it's going to happen.
What a smart guy, man. I like that. He's thinking ahead, man. He's making sure that nobody takes his money. He's making sure nobody takes his clout. Speaking of somebody that always probably has to watch to make sure no one takes his clout, Jerry Seinfeld.
I'll be completely honest with you. When we put the show together,
yeah, Seinfeld?
I thought
what?
This will be a boutique, eccentric, acquired taste
Got it.
Comedy somewhere in the dark recesses of network television on NBC.
Now, I wasn't the closest with my father. It's an easy way of putting it. And he loved Seinfeld. And that forever tarnishes any chance of me laughing at Seinfeld. Because all he watched was all 9 seasons of Seinfeld on DVD in the other room. Kramer walked in. Whoa, that's crazy. Elaine's kind of slutty, and so is Jerry. Whoa, that's so edgy for the 90s. Oh, I'm good.
Let's see. The number one show on
Seinfeld is like the official boomer Rick and Morty. Like, you know how millennials go crazy for Rick and Morty? That's like the boomer Seinfeld. Like, they go, it's so funny.
Television when we started was Alf.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Remember Alf with the puppet?
I wasn't alive.
I don't know if I
ever even heard of it.
No.
Okay, that was...
Like, I'm not saying you have to know what Alf is, but how do you not know what Alf is? This reporter's like, I didn't pay attention in school.
It's the number one show on TV. So that's what I thought a number one show is.
Yeah.
It was an alien puppet.
Yeah.
I thought what I'm doing, this is not going to be a big hit.
Okay.
But maybe we could find a little crowd that likes us. That was my thinking. So to be.
And you did. But I'm not a big fan of that report. How do you not know what Alf is? I've never seen an episode of Alf, but I know what Alf is. I've never seen an episode of Happy Days, but I know what it is. Speaking of someone that's seen happier days, Wendy Williams.
The premiere of The Wendy Williams Show has been delayed again.
No.
I said, what? What?
On Thursday, it was announced that the rescheduled October 4th premiere is no longer happening as Wendy continues to face health struggles.
I hope she does well. I despise everything about Wendy Williams. Find her very unlikable. Find her to be a trashier version of Howard Stern, if that's possible. I don't like anything about her. But I wish her health nothing but the best. Oh, wow. Kim Kardashian really went into her pocketbook on this one. Oh, she's such a good person.
Kim Kardashian is giving back to a mother in need.
The 40-year-old mother of four donated $3,000 to a GoFundMe set up for Angelia Cantrell.
My thing is this. Would I totally right now take $3,000? Yeah, bro. It'd be awesome. Be in the club, making it rain. Not at all. I'd be paying rent because I'm old and grown up. But here's my point that I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever the hell you identify as. Here's the thing. $10,000 is like a good amount for her to donate. She's a billionaire. And I know you're going to go, oh, it's generous of her to give $3,000. It's like me giving 25 cents to a homeless man, which I don't even have 25 cents, at Wawa. I'm just saying. Think about it. $3,000, that's like an average amount you get just trying your hardest with GoFundMe. Anybody can really get $3,000 if you have a real crisis and you really do a good job of writing a good, poetic, depressing, captivating, engaging GoFundMe description. Because my cat was dying last year and I got $2,500 because my girlfriend, who's really good with public relations, she wrote a really nice little paragraph about my cat. And then my cat lived. And I got $2,500. So essentially, Kim Kardashian donated as much as my cat is worth. She could have done a little more. She could have dug a little deeper in that pocketbook.
A mother of four who lost her husband due to COVID-19 and was facing eviction.
Mm-hmm.
Angelia shared four children, a daughter, and triplet sons with her late husband.
Got it.
She wrote on the GoFundMe page that after her husband died, she lost her job due to the pandemic.
True.
And shortly after, she lost her home due to a foreclosure.
True.
She moved to another state and found a job, but was still having a hard time making ends meet.
True.
Angelia has raised $4,675 of her $8,000 goal. She said with the donation she received from the GoFundMe, she has been able to pay rent. This isn't the first time the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star has given back.
And I love how when she did it, she had her full name on the GoFundMe. Like, I have to let everybody know, look at me. I'm donating money. I bet her ass is worth more than that donation she gave.
December 2020, she announced on Twitter that she was giving $500 to 1,000 people in need via Cash App.
Yeah, there's this thing, I don't know where Cash App's getting the money, probably because it's Cash App, where they're linking with celebrities for endorsements, and they're just having the celebrities ask their fans to comment the amount of money you want, or no, to comment your username on Cash App, and then they'll give you a random amount of money. That makes more sense. And what's weird is people were thanking Jack Harlow because he was doing like a college fund or something. Just giving people money. And he would give some people $500 and then give some people $5. And I was like, it's a little weird.
She has also been working on prison reform for...
Thanks for the cup of coffee, Jack Harlow. I appreciate it.
She has also been working on prison reform for several years.
Yeah.
In August, Kim chatted with Kristen Bell and Monica Padman about her work on their We Are Supported By podcast. On the episode, Kristen slammed critics who call the KKW beauty founder non-dimensional and applauded the work she does for prison reform.
I have DM'd you a couple times because I love criminal justice reform, and one of my best friends is a lawyer who works on a lot of death row cases of people that
elitist people doing great things. I sometimes wonder if the elitist people that do great things, I sometimes wonder if they do it to make themselves look good. What a concept. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg is the best around, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm an honest man for all the info because their classes are Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. for all the info. And listen right now. Listen to me. I know you always listen to me because I'm great. But listen to me right now. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please.
Why not?
Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones?
Yes, please.
Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Five, six, 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, bro.
Protesters took to the streets of Manhattan as vaccine mandates went into effect.
Ugh. Listen. Was I a big fan of getting the vaccine? No. But I also lost one of my closest friends because he didn't get vaccinated the week I completed my vaccination. And I feel selfish, maybe because I am. I feel a little self-centered, maybe because I am. I feel like a little bit of a narcissist, maybe because I am. But when you lose a really close friend to not getting vaccinated, it makes you look at things differently. Like, I feel bad that the 1 million people who have died from COVID didn't change the way I looked at things. But man, when you lose your friend to it, it's like, you know what, dude? Just go to your local, wherever you go to get the vaccine. And just get it. Just get the shot in the arm. You're not going to grow a third arm. Yeah, you might get sick and feel some of the symptoms that a person with COVID feels, but you're alive, man. And I hate that it took my friend dying for me to kind of see that, but hey, man, at least I saw it. Oh, wow, that guy's got big dick energy over there. You're really anti-vax? Tell me how great Ben Shapiro is and Joe Rogan. Douchebags.
Healthcare workers in New York State.
Listen, I think you have the right to obviously do what you want with your body. Like, if you don't want to get the vaccine, that's fine. I think you have the right to not want to get the vaccine. But the Gasparilla Music Festival is this weekend. I'm going to see Nas. I'm so excited. I'm going to have to wake up at 5 a.m. the next morning. But hey, man, YOLO, life short. And Nas would agree with that. All his songs are depressing. And I can't wait. Seeing a rapper talk about death before you go to bed. Woo! Let the party go. But at this Gasparilla Music Fest, you got to be vaccinated. And to me, I view the vaccination card as like a way to get into an elitist party. Like, it's kind of like when you go from having the sideways driver's license, at least it was like that in Illinois, and then you get the rectangle shaped. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you turn 21, you get a different driver's license so that you can go out drinking. That's my point. And what I'm saying is, when you get that driver's license, you're like, woohoo! Here's to a lifetime of alcoholism. Hell yeah. Or maybe you got a Hooters car, one of those cars. It's cool. That's how the vaccine thing is. You get to go to places. I don't know, man. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Like, this is all being recorded 24/7. And I wonder what the world's going to look like. And this is a very morbid, deep topic. But I wonder what the world will look like in 100 years and how they will just laugh at us.
Must now be vaxxed or face termination. Thousands reportedly rushed to get a last-minute shot to beat the deadline. Mm-hmm. But 80,000 hospital and nursing home employees remain unvaccinated. Ugh.
You literally are just trying to be a contrarian. You're just trying to be edgy for the sake of it.
And now are in danger of getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Teresa Malik has been placed on leave from her job at Erie County Medical Center in upstate New York.
Someone named Teresa being difficult? That's never happened.
Why don't you want to get vaccinated against COVID?
Because I'm a dummy.
Because of my concerns for the long-term effects, which we don't know.
She's locating to Atlanta, where there is no vaccine mandate.
But you're moving to Atlanta, where it's like crowded everywhere. Like, when you're in Atlanta, if you use Waze or Google Maps to take a side road, it's like you're in traffic. Like, it's just so overcrowded. It's a skanky city.
Olympic gymnast soon.
I am never perfect a day in my life. Any other podcast would edit that out. I meant to play this.
On Friday, thousands of New York City school employees also face the axe if they refuse to get vaxxed.
They're teaching our future. Woo! Time to reproduce! Because we got such good teachers that are going to lead the way in the future. Oh, dear.
One who has not gotten a dose by Friday at 5 p.m. after all the encouragement, all the support, all the incentives, we're going to then assume you're not coming to work Monday morning.
All righty, buddy. What about all the homeless people that don't go to work on Monday morning that are ruining your city, you scumbag leech? What the hell is going on with Kyrie Irving? The biggest douchebag, all-time great, contrarian. Like, Kyrie Irving is so much fun to watch play basketball, but God, he is such a difficult asswipe.
New York City's vaccine mandates may also sideline a major basketball star. Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets has been locked out of his home arena, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, where you have to show proof you're vaccinated to get in.
Man, Kyrie Irving is just so difficult to watch play. Like, he's really good, but he's a straight-up sociopath. He's out of his mind. And it's just difficult to see because you know that, like, he knows he's being difficult and he doesn't care. Like, you know how some people are so warped and they're so sociopathic or psychopathic or whatever, like, they got some disorder, personality disorder, that they just don't even know they're doing it to you? Kyrie Irving knows that he's difficult. Kyrie Irving knows that he's a douchebag and he doesn't care. And that's what is a little unlikable about him.
Appeared on Zoom at the team's media day Monday and refused to say whether he's vaccinated or not.
He's not.
I appreciate your questions, bro. Honestly, I like to keep that stuff private. Would love to.
Even though if I was on my deathbed, then I would regret it. But I'm going to be a contrarian because it's going to be difficult just to be difficult. Like how I have to sage every locker room before every game because that's normal. Saging's cool and all, but I got to do it before every game. I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm difficult.
To just keep that private. Please just respect my privacy.
Oh, yeah, your privacy. What does that even mean? You thought the earth was flat, you dummy.
Vaccines and masks are also required at all Broadway shows, as we saw at the Tony Awards.
Everyone here is vaxxed and tested, and everyone was wearing a mask.
Oh, cool, dude. Honestly, if you're the Tony Awards, you should just let anybody in, because no one really cares. No one's going, oh my God, the Tony Awards are on. Woo!
Every Broadway theater is going to look like this for a while, and that's okay.
No,
and
it's
now
not.
Theaters in other states are required.
That's the problem. I don't want to wear masks forever. I don't wear masks because I'm in Florida, even though I'm vaccinated. So I record this in my living room. And right when I yelled, I don't want to wear masks anymore, my neighbor walked by. Oh, they must have thought I'm having a psychotic breakdown. Oh, man. I remember when this show got banned from work, and whoever didn't want me recording at work or whatever, it's fine. You're missing out on greatness. But I remember all the on-air hosts would be like, oh, you're really loud. I'm like, whatever.
We are going to start this one off with Jennifer Aniston.
Why?
The actress revealed that she is ready to start dating again 3 years after ending her marriage with Justin Theroux.
Yeah, she's really exciting. She's on a prowl. Rawr, she's a cougar.
On Bruce Bozzi's podcast, Jennifer said that although she isn't currently dating, she knows what she wants in her next partner.
Wow.
The Friends star described the prospective person as someone who is confident, funny, and they have good chemistry to the point where the conversation between them just flows the first time.
Ugh. We gotta be romantic and wordsmiths when we talk dirty to each other. Grab the thesaurus. We gotta make sure we use big words when we're banging it out.
Let's not also forget that Jen has been linked to some pretty notable A-listers, including Brad Pitt, Vince Vaughn, and John Mayer. So
John Mayer's penis is in the Hall of Fame. That guy and his penis have had a fun life.
I'm sure the next guy will be just as cool. And moving on to some Real Housewives news.
Why?
As Cynthia Bailey is leaving the Bravo franchise.
No! How will I survive? By continuing to not watch that crap.
After 11 seasons on the Atlanta show, the longtime alum of the series announced her decision yesterday to not return for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia wrote in her caption that this was a very difficult choice, but she did hint that this might...
Oh, you're so brave to leave a reality show that you'll probably be back on because you're going to be irrelevant. You're going to miss the attention. Oh, we should bow down to your greatness. You quit a reality show? Oh, you're so brave.
Might not be the last time we see her on our TV screen.
Duh.
She concluded her message by letting everyone know that she is looking forward to sharing her next chapter with them. Recall Cynthia made her debut on Real Housewives of Atlanta back in 2010, and she's been a regular cast member on the series until now.
Oh, wow.
So far, Bravo has yet to confirm which cast members will be returning for season 14. But
honestly, it's 2021. No one really cares about Bravo TV anymore.
Right, now on to the real reason you're here, and that is entanglements. Will Smith spoke to GQ for their October issue and revealed that despite Jada's infamous July 2020 Red Table Talk fiasco with August Alsina, she wasn't the only one doing some exploring.
There's rumors that he banged Margot Robbie. That's a good man right there. And half of Philadelphia. But God bless. Let's give a quick shout out to anybody who's able to be in an open relationship. I can't do it. I'm good. I've had listeners offer to, hey, you want to bang my wife? I'll bang your girlfriend. I go, nope. Nope. I have friends. And she has friends that want to bang her. And I go, nope. There's something nice about having sex with somebody that no one else can have sex with. Call me old fashioned.
Fresh Prince star revealed that he also seemingly got entangled and that they both agreed that marriage, quote, can't be a prison.
Well, it is for them. Honestly, any second with her is probably a prison. I'm Jada Pinkett Smith. I know everything.
We are starting off today with Nick Cannon.
Why?
The Masked Singer host said that he is taking a break from having more children and that he is even...
Oh, thank God. He's finally pulling out. He'll get a little too tipsy and then just have another kid. That's what's going to happen.
Considering celibacy. During an interview with Entertainment...
Oh, wow. You're not going to have sex? Really edgy, bro.
Tonight, Nick told the outlet that his therapist recommended that he start this practice.
Just wear a condom or get snipped. It's like saying, I have a social media addiction. I'm going to delete the social media apps. It just makes you want it more. Just do it in moderation. Get snipped. You have 100 million kids in two.
For those of you who might not know, the Wild and Out star has 7 children with 4 different women. And just earlier this month, Nick was singing a very different tune when TMZ asked if he wanted to add another little one into his brood.
Mm-hmm.
Though Nick seems to be taking a break right now, he's always defended having a big family. During his interview with The Breakfast Club in August, he argued that having children with just one person seemed like a Eurocentric concept.
Oh, he's so edgy. He's so crazy. You don't know what you're going to get from Nick Cannon besides another bland personality.
But anyway, congrats on your celibacy, Nick.
Yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. How shall we begin this Britney Spears topic? Okay. A part one.
I've been in denial. I've been in shock.
Yeah.
I've been traumatized. It's insane, and I'm depressed. Anyone involved in this conservatorship should be in jail.
I'm sad.
The 93-minute Netflix doc examines Britney's conservatorship battle and some of the men in her past, including Adnan Galib, a paparazzi.
Here's what I want to know. To all the free Britney people out there. Now that the conservatorship is about to end and she'll probably have a baby with Sam and whatnot, it's time for you to pack up and go. Bye-bye. See ya. It's nice knowing you. Needn't help me carrying those boxes out of all your podcast equipment, of you pretending to care about Britney Spears for clout by doing podcasts, pretending you cared about her mental health, but when there were no updates, you were speculating, so you were doing nothing different than the entertainment news sources and the paparazzi that messed with her 15 years ago that you claimed you were better than. Oh, but we're caring about her mental health by debating about things we don't really know the facts about. All right, it seems like it's over with. All right, you can go. No. Go, bye.
So turned boyfriend, they met when he helped her get gas in 2007.
I asked Britney, can I help you? So I started doing it. She felt better if I was present. She fell asleep.
There were nights where she was up. She was taking Adderall.
She's taking what's prescribed.
In 2008, Adnan denied to E.T. that he courted Brit just to get better photos.
Nah, he was a good guy that really cared about her. What the hell?
Were you falling in love with her?
I guess sometimes it's hard not to.
Ah, what a good guy.
Also in the doc, a sit-down with Sam Lutfi, Brit's former manager.
He was crushing drugs and putting them in her food and bragging about it.
Has there been anybody who has been surrounded with Britney Spears that has been good for Britney? It seems like every single human that's ever been surrounded by her, unless you're talking about the lawyer who's kicking ass right now, it seems like everybody's exploiting her.
100% believe that.
Yeah.
To be accused of allegations that serious, that you're drugging the world's biggest star, you call the police, you call the FBI, you don't call TMZ.
That
was the perfect scapegoat.
Just hours before Netflix dropped Britney versus Spears, Brit, dancing with a doll, joked she and fiancé Sam Asghari had a baby.
You look just like each other.
Tomorrow.
Oh, God. My neighbors must think I'm psychotic. 856-49-HOPPY.
Oh, look at that. You look just like each other.
Britney Spears and her fiance Sam Asghari joke they've already welcomed a baby together.
It's fun for me.
On
it sounds like it.
Monday, the 39-year-old pop star and her 27-year-old leading man had a little fun on Sam's Insta story, posting this clip of Britt playing with a baby doll along with the caption, quote, "Exclusive, we had a baby. What should we name her?"
Oh, look at that. You look just like each other.
And all that baby talk kept rolling into the next slide.
Talented. Got that choreography down.
She's a natural like her mama.
She's a natural like you?
Of course.
I don't know if I like him or not.
The pop star returned to Instagram last week after...
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Do you trust Sam, Britney Spears' boyfriend? Or do you get the same type of bad vibes that I get from that scumbag?
After tweeting that you would be taking a little break to celebrate their engagement, Sam popped the question on September 12th and shared the news on Instagram.
Look at that. You like it?
Yeah!
And while the couple...
Alrighty, man. Those crazy eyes. I've seen the same look with homeless people outside of Wawa. I'm just being real. Just being honest. She's a little crazy. And she's talented or whatnot or whatever, but she's a little crazy. Lastly, with Brittany, her dad speaks out. Just what she needs.
After being suspended as a conservator of her estate... E.T. was...
All the loser Free Britney fans. We're living through her because we have no talent. We're actually exploiting her. Ugh. And yes, there are some good people out there in the Free Britney movement. I get it. But a lot of them are clout-chasing hacks.
Was outside the L.A. courthouse on Wednesday when the judge agreed to suspend Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, from overseeing her fortune and career.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. The conservatorship has got to go.
Oh, jeez.
Now Jamie is responding to the ruling in a statement from his attorneys that read in part, quote, "Mr. Spears loves his daughter Britney unconditionally."
Gaslighting.
For 13 years, he has tried to do what is in her best interests, whether as a...
Yeah. Hell's not real, but there's a special place for you if it is. Yet. Scumbag leech, you make all men and you make all fathers look bad. You sociopathic dirtbag.
The conservator or her father.
Mm.
The statement continues, citing Jamie's role in helping her revive her career and reestablish
a reviving it. But she's the fucking one with talent, you scumbag.
Britney Spears is feeling good. The 39-year-old pop star shared Instagram videos of her flying a plane for the first time on Wednesday.
We're about to see her go through the biggest crisis. She's going to be like, woo, woo, I'm free, midlife crisis.
Wednesday, hours after a judge suspended her father, Jamie Spears, as the conservator of her estate.
Mm-hmm.
On cloud nine right now.
So she's flying and she's actually on cloud nine. That was pretty creative. Got to give it up to her. 856. 49 Hoppy, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We will be right back. Hang on. Or leave, but please hang on.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best around, I'm a man of my words. Would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. RichKBarber.com. You can sign up for an appointment. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. He is a popular guy. He is always booked up. So you got to schedule ahead of time with the Salon Loft app or at richkbarber.com. Pretty much just go to richkbarber.com. 727-286-0891. That's 727-286-0891. And it's at 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, the best in the Bay.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
Hoppy Hour.
The other stations are tuned in too.
Baby, let's go 856 49 Hoppy 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Is definitely happier than ever right now, being able to perform again in front of large crowds, but it seems several fans are a little rusty and just not bringing the right energy. Let's get into it.
What energy are you bringing to a Billie Eilish concert? I'm not saying she's not talented. The music's not for me. I'm not saying she's not good. The music's not for me. Makes me want to fall asleep. Like when they play it at the gym. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Time and place, LA Fitness, East Sporta Fitness, whatever your name is. What is Billie Eilish expecting at her concert? You're listening. It's like going to like the opera or classical music. Like it's not a turn up crowd. You're not like, hell yeah. It's Billie Eilish and her cloud chasing talented brother on the ones and twos. No. Billie Eilish concert. Why are you getting mad at your fans? Put out better music.
Like pretty much all musical artists, Billie Eilish had been itching to be back on stage singing and dancing to jam-packed venues filled with adoring fans.
I had an itch earlier, but it was for a different reason.
So naturally, she expected a welcome back from fans of epic proportions.
Narcissist, I need everybody to bow down to me. My brother bows down to me. Weird relationship there. The record label bows down to me. Nobody can have an average time when I'm here. I'm Billie Eilish. I'm perfect.
At one of her first big arena gigs since the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
But much to Billie's dismay, fans seemed a bit less lively than usual when she took to the stage at this year's iHeartRadio Festival in Las Vegas, despite her energetic display. So Billie had no problem playfully calling fans out on it in an effort to jumpstart the crowd and have them keep up with her.
I can't play because of copyright, but she's really edgy and wild. Really gaining some new fans there. Maybe they're all high, just hanging out, smoking a blunt. No!
Shakira is safe after a scary encounter.
Yeah.
The music superstar revealed she was attacked by a pair of wild boars at a park in Barcelona this week.
It's not the worst thing to happen at that moment in Barcelona.
Sharing on her Instagram story that the beasts even stole her bag and ran off with all the belongings still inside, including her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking in Spanish, Shakira explained that she recovered the bag, but it was quite damaged, torn at the seams, and covered in dirt and dust.
Got it.
Y se iban llevando mi bolso para el bosque con mi teléfono.
Alrighty, everything worked out for her. She's alive. Demi Lovato made the news.
I had a weird experience, and I don't really know what to call it.
An acid trip.
I felt like I was visited by some beings in my room. And then,
why is everybody acting like this is legitimate? If it's real, ask her if you were on drugs. Why does everybody kiss this woman's ass? Oh, because she has a new show coming out, so you don't want to lose the inside source, so you're going to pretend it's news and kiss her ass.
And, and then I traveled. And with that being said, like, I sound quite out there. It was this bright light. It kind of moved in, like, these weird ways.
Demi claims they were taken by alien beings while on a trip to
make some new music, you hack.
Joshua Tree. The 29-year-old singer says they went willingly and communicated telepathically with the beings they call their light doctors.
I feel like we're all our own worst enemy, or at least I am.
Here's my thing. I want to believe that there is something out there, but I think we want to believe something is out there, so we are always searching for it. And I think in this short lifetime that we have, we don't ever give our brain enough credit. Am I saying that religion is fictional? I don't know. Am I saying that aliens is fictional? Maybe. But what I'm saying is this. It might just be the creativity in our brain. Why would you spend the short lifetime you have chasing aliens or whatever, blah, blah, blah? Why not learn more about your brain? You got a pretty cool-ass body. I mean, not Demi. Hers is all washed up. Mine is too, but you know what I'm saying.
So I definitely could see how, if anything is up there watching over me, they're definitely trying to protect me from.
Oh, yeah. Just like how you were protecting small businesses when you were trying to put a yogurt place on blast. Oh, you're such an angel. You're someone I'd want my daughter to bring home to dinner. I have this girlfriend who exploits people. Look at me being woke.
My worst enemy, Rich, is myself.
Yeah.
Can you at least say?
We know that. We know that, Demi. We know your own worst enemy because no one else cares.
Hello to Demi.
Oh, God. It's one of those. I'm not going to play it because I can't because of copyright. But it's like one of those shows from the 2000s. Like it has that Chris Angel vibe. Or like, I forget. I remember one time, because I have a weird memory, in like 07 or 08, we were watching something on like Discovery Channel or something at my uncle's house. And it was one of those ghost hunting shows. And it was like watching one of those like Bigfoot shows or Loch Ness Monster or Kardashians Having a Talent, where it's like, okay, when's this going to begin now? Yeah, we're chasing after the ghost. Yeah, we're chasing after the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, we're chasing after Bigfoot. Yeah, we're chasing after Kim's ass. And none of it's real.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Westchaseprinting.com, posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed up, they will hook you up and name drop me. Say I heard about it on Hoppy Hour at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, at WestchasePrinting on Instagram. When you get that invoice from WestchasePrinting.com, tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't tease a lot.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Wow, that was a mouthful. That's what Kim Kardashian said last night. Ah, that transition wasn't the best. Let me do it again.
Olympic gymnast Suni Lee just revealed the reason why she turned down Hailey Bieber's offer to meet her hubby, Justin Bieber, at the 2021 Met Gala. Let's get into it.
But it's not 2012 and Bieber's not that cool.
Suni Lee is a gymnastics superstar who earned her Olympic gold at the 2020 Tokyo Games and is currently competing for yet another shiny piece of hardware on ABC's reality competition series Dancing with the Stars.
Nice.
Her undeniable talent has undoubtedly earned her the star power she deserves, as Suni has even made other TV appearances, including The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Mm-hmm.
When recently sitting down with Ellen, Suni explained how her fast rise to stardom has opened so many new doors, including the opportunity to walk the 2021 Met Gala carpet, where she even found herself in close proximity to Hailey and Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Suni shared, "I met Rihanna, I met Hailey Bieber,
nice.
Oh my gosh, I love her." She added, "I talked to her and I was shaking and I was like, hi, I'm Suni."
Adorable. She's nervous too. I like hearing that.
"And then I was just telling her how I was dancing to Justin Bieber's Stay for my first Dancing with the Stars dance, and she's like, you should tell him. And I'm like, okay." But as it turns out, Suni may have been nodding her head yes when she wanted to say no, as she ultimately couldn't quite work up the nerve to approach the Biebs.
I wouldn't want to approach him either. Just because he seems like a douchebag. Speaking of major douchebag vibes,
Josh Duggar's motions to have child pornography charges dropped have been denied. According to court minutes obtained by Access Hollywood, 4 out of 5 of the embattled reality star's motions to suppress evidence were denied by the court.
Yeah, and all your victims are going to have to suppress everything you watched and did in the past, you scumbag. This is nothing more and nothing less than his elitistness going, "I'm Josh Duggar, I was on TLC, I'm a millionaire, I should get away with it." Yes.
The motions that were denied by the court include a motion to suppress statements and request for an evidentiary hearing.
Yeah.
A motion to dismiss for the government's failure to preserve potentially exculpatory evidence. A motion to suppress photos of Josh Duggar's hands and feet while in custody, as well as a motion to dismiss indictment for the violations of appointments clause. According to People magazine, there is still a fifth motion to suppress evidence that has not been addressed yet. While at the hearing, Duggar was joined by his wife, Anna, who is currently pregnant with her 7th child. The duo was seen exiting the...
Imagine having him as a father. Those poor girls are going to need therapy because they might have daddy issues. Why do I say that? I make that assumption because I have daddy issues.
Courthouse together. Access Hollywood has reached out to Josh Duggar's team for comment.
Yeah, and they're such pussies, they're not going to respond.
Legal team filed motions in late August to have child pornography charges dropped against the 33-year-old.
God, that word is so gross.
According to court documents previously obtained by Access Hollywood, this April, Duggar was arrested and charged with 1 count each of receiving and possessing child pornography. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment the following day. His trial is set for November 30th. If convicted, Josh faces up to 20 years in prison.
I hate when they say that as if he's going to get it. He's not getting a second in jail.
And fines up to $250,000 on...
That's a little hefty for him.
Each of the 2 counts.
I don't care anymore.
In May 2021, Duggar was released on bail to third-party custodians. According to...
Go be a janitor, bitch. 856-49-HOPPY.
After over a month of ongoing trials, R. Kelly has been found guilty on all 9 counts of federal crimes of sexual abuse and trafficking. Let's get into it.
I think everybody knows. Here's my thing. It's great that he was found guilty, but you're a little weird if you listen to his music. Like if Ignition Remix comes on the radio, that's fine. But people were never able to completely prove that Michael Jackson was a creep, but at least he wasn't like singing really about sex. So even if he is a creep, Thriller, Billie Jean, I'm not thinking about like him hanging around little kids. Allegedly, maybe we'll never know. But the problem with R. Kelly's music that tarnishes it for me, I really like his music, but it's so sexual. Like him and Usher in the song Same Girl talking about messing with the same girl. So is Usher a pedophile? What does that mean? So here's some examples of lyrics that are the reason why I get a little creeped out by R. Kelly. And I'm not really able to listen anymore. This is from 12 Play from 1993. You know, if it's from 1993, they're really deep. And this is from People Magazine. It explains the song and the info and then the lyrics. In September 2017, this is for the song 12 Play from 1993, Gerhonda Pace came forward with claims that she had an underage sexual relationship with R. Kelly in 2008 when she was 16 years old. What's more, she said he introduced her to a female trainer who taught her acts and trained her to please him. In a 1993 song, 12 Play, the rapper seems to detail what he likes in a bedroom. Spread your legs apart. Feel me. I'm so hard. See, I won you from behind with the bump and grind. Baby, climb on top of me. Up and down we'll go. You'll see, he sings. Yeah. If I'm With You from 1998. Dating back to the early 90s, Kelly has been accused of sexual misconduct involving women and underage girls, one of them being Pace. And the documentary's first episode includes an emotional interview with former backup singer Javante Cunningham, who R. Kelly met at 14. She claims she bore direct witness to his sexual encounters with underage girls in the 90s, including his protege, Aaliyah. The lyrics are from If I'm With You from 1998, and quote, it goes, it really doesn't matter who's first in the shower, fruit platter from a young maid every hour. I don't really need to read the rest of them. I'm kind of getting creeped out. I feel like I need to wash my hands after reading R. Kelly lyrics. But that's what I'm saying is, like, if he wasn't a pedophile and those were women that were 25 years old that were chasing him at a concert, yeah, the lyrics would be great to have sex to. But the problem is it makes you wonder what he was talking about. And talking about R. Kelly, I feel like I have to wash my hands. Like, I feel skanky. So we're going to wash our hands together and call me 856-49-HOPPY. Make sure you use soap. Oh, yeah. It's a weird sound. God, it's a weird sound. I come up with my best panic attacks while washing my hands at work. All right. This bit's going nowhere. 856-49-HOPPY. Machine Gun Kelly is now an edgelord. He's crazy, bro. Watch out. He might wear an edgy dress with Megan Fox.
Looks like Machine Gun Kelly has found himself in headlines once again, and this time for fighting a fan during one of his performances. Let's get into it.
Oh, Colton, or whatever your real name is. I met you when I worked in Cleveland radio. Let's just say you were very nerdy and very much a Cleveland boy. Not this edgelord, I'm an edgy rock star.
Machine Gun Kelly took the stage at Louisville's Louder Than Life Music Festival over the weekend and was caught on camera assaulting an individual who seemed to storm him at his latest show. Mm-hmm. A video posted to social media shows the two fans who had jumped over come close to Kelly as he was singing in the photo pit. One of those...
And why is he getting mad? He's banging Megan Fox in real life. That's a great accomplishment. These guys are losers that live in Kentucky. You live in Los Angeles and have had sex with Megan Fox.
Fans pushed MGK before security could get to him. Mm-hmm. While security tried to separate the fan from MGK.
What is going on with authority lately? You have all the cops from Northport that let Brian Laundrie escape. You have the FBI that's not really doing anything. You have Dog the Bounty Hunter maybe fixing the case. And now you're telling me that the security didn't do anything with MGK getting into a fight? Is this an example of the best security guards and cops and FBI agents and authority are now working in this Joe Biden era? What is this? It seems like security is a dying thing.
He beat security to the punch, literally, and then proceeded to continue performing.
And I think the security is afraid to piss him off. It's just like, what bizarro world do we live in?
However, the physical altercation wasn't the only instance of MGK's performance that made headlines. Media coverage the following day claimed that MGK was being booed and flipped off during his set, but following the performance, MGK came for the press for getting it wrong.
Oh no, it was just the average people in Louisville. If you haven't been to Kentucky, you don't get that.
He took to Twitter to clarify the all-around vibe of the show, saying, quote, I don't know why the media lies in their narrative against me all the time.
Because you're not likable. I mean, you were cool when I met you. You're banging Megan Fox, and that's pretty likable, but you're not likable. That's why the media comes after you. You're a douche. You're a walking publicity stunt with the Conor McGregor fight last, I said summer. I guess it was last summer because now it's fall, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you, MGK? You're from Cleveland, Ohio, and now you're Hollywood. Enough said.
In their narrative against me all the time, but all I saw was 20,000 amazing fans at the festival singing every word and 20 angry ones.
Alrighty. And then here in the headlines too, Katy Perry addresses Grammy snubs despite being a chart topper. It seems like the Grammys, I'm not going to play this video because my life's too short and I don't care that much about Katy Perry. But then again, I don't care much about the celebrities I cover, so I should have played it. I feel like it's an honor if you get snubbed by the Grammys. I love these people like The Weeknd and Katy Perry that are like, I don't care at all what the Grammys say. And then they proceed to write a whole blog or video about the Grammys. It's like, it's a popularity contest. Like, I didn't win Best Up and Comer this year with the Creative Loafing. Scotty the Body probably won it. You know, like, it's a popularity contest. And Scott Tavling's a great talent over at High. I'm just saying, it's a popularity contest. Everything in life is a popularity contest. I don't know, man. A few things left here. I guess people are wondering why Quentin Tarantino always has feet in his movies. He probably has a foot fetish, and this is from Bro Bible, and I'm not going to read the article because I don't care that much. But honestly, you would only notice if there's a lot of feet, if you have a foot fetish. And do I find feet sexy? No. But do I mind sucking on them? No, not opposed. Also, Mark Hoppus is cancer-free. And that is awesome. I lost my father and my uncle and a lot of things to cancer. So that's great news. Time to ditch the smartphone. Children who use electronic devices at night sleep less. Duh. I have a hard time getting off, but then when I'm off, I'm good. And then in the morning, I look. And also, cops were called to Florida home of Brian Laundrie's parents twice on the day before Gabby Petito was reported missing. And three more 911 calls were made over the next 24 hours. Again, white privilege and a cover-up. They just let him do whatever the hell he wants. If you had Grady Judd from Polk County, he would have been caught already. All right, happy hour is about to end. Once again, this is brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, AmirAcademy.com, FitSageFitness.com, TampaBayHotSauce.com, RichKBarber.com, and WestChasePrinting.com, RyanHappyRadio.com. We are on every single platform that has a podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. By searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Ryan Hoppy Radio. My Snapchat name is Hoppy Radio because they won't let me change it. RyanHoppyRadio.com. You can leave me a voicemail at any time, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And that's about it. Bye.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.